always letting everyone down. I'm always letting everyone know I'm down.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 520. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things this week with a track from Illuminati Hotties. The song is called Frequent Letdown, and it's on the album Free IH. This is not the one you've been waiting for, and we'll talk about that in a moment. She put that out herself July 17th, so just last week. That is the project of Sarah Tudson, who's based out of Los Angeles. And why is this not the one you've been waiting for? I guess there's another album somewhere, partially written, maybe, I don't know, some label dispute somewhere. But anyway, instead what she's given us is a very ramshackle mixtape that is just wonderful. It's a lot of fun. It's all over the place. And it's free. So you can check that one out and pick that one up. I think a lot of people are really digging it. I like that track a lot, but there's a lot of things on there that are fun. And it ranges, like I say, all over the place. Some real punk stompers in there as well. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. I've got music for you this week. I think you came here to hear it. So let's continue on here. Here's a track from the Rabies.
She said, LOL, but I was serious. Just as well, a second guess too much. Yeah, a pinpoint razor focus. She's my optimum dosage. Adderall girl, Adderall girl. Speed it up, my whole world. She's my Adderall girl. She's near. There is no distraction. Everything is clear. Epinephrine satisfaction. Sweet, sweet, sweet concentration. My little blue sensation.
God save the trailer court gun girls.
God save the trailer court gun girls. Forget the transgressions, the smoking of bad poetry. And cut them a break, find them space in a place they can be. Safe from alcoholic and angry guys who break their noses and black their eyes, who leave them sadder and no more wise. God save the trailer court gun girls. God save the trailer court gun girls. Encourage them always to question the things told us true. And to turn to each other for solace and something to do. Give them courage to jump the fence and a small iota of confidence. Grant them luck and a snowball's chance. And find them loosely in circumstance. And preserve their kindness, but let them know that because they care does not mean they owe. Keep options open, keep spirits high. For without your love, they will surely die. God save the trailer court gun girls. God save the trailer court gun girls. God save the trailer court gun girls.
Indeed, save them all. That was Harrisonics with the song Trailer Court Goth Girls. That's on their new album, Love Songs for All Occasions, which just came out July 6th on Fabcom Records. That band based out of Lawrence, Kansas, right here in my own backyard. A fantastic band. That album is so good. Everything about it is wonderful. Definitely reminds me of some Tommy Keane or just some of that power pop there with a little bit of jingle, maybe smithereens sometimes. Very, very good record. You'll want to check that one out. And before that, we heard from the Rabies with the song Adderall Girl. That is the A-side of a two-song single that came out June 13th on Presidential Records / Bolt Records. It is just as like it sounds there. It is power pop. That band has not been around since, I think, two singles in 1984, and they're back. So good to hear that Brooklyn band there. I need to go back and pick up those earlier singles, though, because this one is very, very good. Anyway, more music. Let's continue on here. This is Tommy and the Commies with Hurtin' for Certain.
Fly.
And a little something different there. That was Skewbald with song Side One, which is actually just a medley of Sorry and Change for the Same. That is Ian MacKay and Jeff Nelson band that happened kind of in the middle of Minor Threat. I think that was recorded in 1981. Three songs that were recorded by that band, held on to for many years, released sometime around 1990 or so. I remember getting that little clear vinyl one-sided 7-inch, or maybe it was smaller. I forget, but I do remember getting that then. But I just picked this one up digitally because I had missed those songs. Before that, we heard from Tommy and the Commies from Sudbury, Ontario. The song was called Hurtin' for Certain, and it's the title track of a 4-song EP released July 17th on Slovenly Records. A good little record there as well. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you here. I'm going to change things up a little bit. This is Phoebe Bridgers with Kyoto.
Sober. retire when I'm dead. Brushing shoulders with the lonely guys. When you speak that loud, I die inside. It was funnier before I cried.
And a delightful little slice of DIY punk there for you. That was Finnish Flag from London. The song's called The Pisces, and it's on the band's album Swimming Pools, which came out June 12th on Caroline Records. Before that, we heard from Phoebe Bridgers with the song Kyoto. That's on her new album Punisher, which came out June 18th on Dead Oceans Records. She is based out of Los Angeles. That album is, I know maybe that song's a bit of an anomaly. Most of it is a little slower, but I think it's what people expected from Phoebe Bridgers, and she definitely delivered there. There are some rabid fans, and I think I'm kind of in the middle of the road there, but I like that song quite a bit. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let me wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 520. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, you name it. I'm probably there. Looking at the concert calendar, we have one nowadays, but really all I'm looking forward to is now an August 15th show at Lemonade Park with Rex Hobart. That is the only venue I'm looking forward to. It looks like they are really ramping things up. They've got a new website out there, lemonadeparkkc.com, and they haven't really started listing all the shows, but I'm told there's going to be something happening every weekend. So that will give us that outlet, that something to scratch that itch to head out to rock shows in a safe and reasonable way, as long as you don't mind sitting in the heat. Let's see. Looking at the website, there's not much new there. Last week, we did get those photos up of Men of Men, The Whiffs, and Wick and the Tricks. And soon we'll have up photos of a show from last night, which was Various Blonde, Yum, and Redder Moon. So anyway, let's go ahead and talk about our last song of the podcast here. We're going to play a track by Inner Arma, your favorite doomy metal band. The song I'm going to play is a cover. It's Southern Man by Neil Young, and it's an entertaining cover. It's on the band's new EP, Garber's Days Revisited, making reference, of course, to Garage Days Revisited by Metallica, but Garber's was the name of the street where the band's practice space was. Released on Relapse Records July 10th, the band based out of Richmond, Virginia. And it's an all-covers EP. Some tracks are presented new and, I don't know, very much in the spirit of the band, and I think this is one of those. Some they try to turn into that band, and it's mixed results, but, you know, it's a cute little covers EP, and it's pandemic times. Just enjoy it. Anyway, so we're going to end things here. This is Inner Arma with the track Southern Man. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Southern.